Modern sanitation systems around the world use millions of cubic meters of water every day to rid homes and businesses of human waste. Environmentalists from Germany and Scandinavia believe there's a better way. They came to the World Water Forum to promote a dry composting toilet. This toilet separates human urine and human feces and stores them in separate compartments. The resulting material can then be used as fertilizer, according to the Stockholm Environmental Institute's Cecilia Rubin.
This is the compost. This is what comes out after, depending on the climate and the technology that's used. It takes anywhere from 2 months to 6 months to have the material sanitized.
Rubin insists that the human waste compost is safe and effective, especially the urine.
Human urine has basically the same composition as commercial fertilizers, and therefore, with some treatment or with storage, in fact, is enough. You can apply it to the field, and we have guidelines for how it should be applied, and it's very safe and produces very good growth in various crops.
But not everyone agrees. Some environmentalists and development experts see composting toilets as a reversion to primitivism that could be dangerous. Ian Murray, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C., is among the skeptics.
Generally speaking, handling human waste matter is not particularly safe. That's one of the reasons why throughout history the main aim of sanitation has been to get rid of this stuff, not to use it in our own backyards.
Murray worries that well-meaning groups from industrialized nations like Sweden may be imposing their values on poor people who would rather have better water systems and flush toilets.
I think this is an example of what I like to call green imperialism, which is where the developing world is having moral values imposed on it by the developed world, which has already gone through a lot of the problems that the developing world is facing at the moment.
But Linus Doggerskov, who has helped introduce composting toilets in West Africa, says years of experience shows they are safe and effective.
It's proved that it can be done. It's proved that it can be done without great health risks.
He says people in many parts of the world now view human excreta as a resource rather than something unclean and hazardous.
We're on the verge of going to scale in West Africa. And in many parts of the world, there is pilot projects on the verge of going to scale. In China, they have constructed 1 million units.
Linus Doggerskog says he plans on installing one of these toilets in his home in Sweden.
It's the future.
Greg Flakes, VOA News, Mexico City.